Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Set Free Live. I'm Apostle Deborah Taylor, and beloved, it is a blessing and an honor to be with you once again today. Truly, we do thank God for His goodness, His mercy, and His loving kindness. Praise God. We thank God for all that He is doing for His people in this hour. Praise God. And I'm just so excited about God and the Word and what God is doing. Praise God. And how He's moving, beloved. God is so moving now, and this is such a strategic hour that we're living in. Praise God for the body of Christ. Praise God. And God is just gathering His people through prayer, intercession, warfare. Praise God. And we just want to stay in line and in tune with what God is doing and what He is saying in this time. Praise God. We have been doing a powerful teaching on the person and work of the Holy Spirit. But this morning the Lord spoke to me and gave me a word to share. Praise God. And we're going to go into the word here shortly. The title of this message is How to Do Right When You've Been Done Wrong. We're going to Psalms chapter 26, verses 1 through 12. Praise God. But we do want to thank the Lord, amen, for you listening, for all those that are listening live. And we do have a caller on the line this morning. Praise the Lord. Prophetess Perry, it is a blessing and an honor to have you join us today on the broadcast.
Praise God.
Amen. We thank God for you, sis, and we just encourage you to comment. Praise God. If God gives you anything to share this morning, amen, woman of God, you're more than free to do so. We just thank God for you being with us this morning. Praise God. We're going into the word of the Lord this morning, but before we do, let's have a word of prayer. Praise God. Father, we thank you, God, for just another day that you've given to us. We thank you, Father God, for your word today. We thank you for your presence and for your anointing. And Father, we ask as we go into the word today, that God, you anoint, that Father, you minister. Minister to those that are listening, Father. Minister to hurting hearts today. Minister to those that may be discouraged or, Father God, going through great trial. Father God, we ask that you just uplift your people today. Father God, we ask that you touch those that are bereaved, those that may be sick, Father God, that your healing virtue would flow. And Father God, those that are seeking more of you, even seeking the baptism in the Holy Spirit, I pray, God, that you would feel, that you would baptize, Father, that you would do what only you can do. Father, you have your way in this time now. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your anointing. God, you lead us and you guide us, Father God, by your Spirit. And we love you today. We appreciate you, Father, for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. Now we're going to Psalms chapter 26 again, verses 1 through 12. How to do right when you've been done wrong. Now this psalm is a psalm that will keep us in balance. Many times situations will arise that will throw us into turmoil, confusion, and unrest. But as we bring things in line with the Word, we can continually walk free in God. And this is the ultimate. God wants us to be free in Him. Praise God. And when He frees us, He gives us the Word to keep us free. Praise God. And how we remain free simply is by, amen, staying in the Word of God, applying the Word to our situations and circumstances that will come our way. There is an answer for everything that we will ever go through in the Word of God. Praise God. Amen. The Holy Ghost, as we've been talking about, will lead us and guide us and direct us into all truth. God gives us instruction. Amen. When we don't know what to do, praise God. There are times when we don't even know how to pray. But as we begin to pray in the Holy Ghost, God will give us back in the natural how we're to pray. He'll take us to the Word of God and give us the right scripture at the right time to not only apply to our life, but apply to the situation that we may be going through. We may turn on the television and, amen, listen to a message, and lo and behold, that message is just what we need at that hour. Praise God. There are many ways that God speaks to us. Amen. But when we stay in tune and in sync with the Lord and sensitive to Him to hear His voice, and then we must heed the voice of God. There may be things that we may need to change in our life or not do or not walk in that way or not have that attitude, whatever the situation is. Beloved, God will give us instruction. And this scripture here is going to tell us how we're to do right when we've been done wrong. Praise God. Now, God has made a way for us to endure every situation, but we must be willing to submit to the Word of God. Psalms 26:1 says, "Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord. Therefore, I shall not slide." So the first thing that we must do, amen, is open up to God. Praise God. So many times we're tempted when things happen to us is to turn our finger and point it at the other person. But the first thing we need to do is turn the searchlight on us. Open up to God. Praise God. In other words, amen, tell the Lord, "Lord, you know me. You know all about me. Praise God. You know how I have walked before you. Praise God. If you know that you're walking in integrity, praise God." And we're going to talk about that just in a minute. We can be like David. You know, David, when he was going through all the things that he went through, he prayed. He constantly sought the face of God. Praise God. So he's saying, "You know I've walked before you. You know how I've trusted you. Because I've trusted you and walked upright before you, Lord, I will not slide." See, we can turn that very scripture right into a prayer. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, integrity is pretty much completeness, fullness, wholeness. It's perfection. Glory to God. It's soundness. It's simplicity and it's innocence. So when we walk in integrity and God refines us through what we go through, amen, He completes us. Praise God. He makes us whole, spirit, soul, and body. Perfection means to mature. He'll grow you up in the situation that you may be going through. Praise God. The Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver out of them all. And in that deliverance, praise God, as you're going through that process, amen, then He's able to refine. He's able to pull out, glory to God, things that may need to come forth and come out. Amen. Anger, temper, bad behavior, attitude, whatever it is, in going through, praise God, that's a process of being made. Amen. Our integrity, praise God, is constantly called into question. But as we submit that part of our life to God, He's able to bring us into wholeness, bring us into perfection and fullness in Him. Amen. We talked about the baptism in the Holy Spirit and being full of the Holy Ghost. The apostles were full of God. So when they met temptation and when they met trial, when they met tragedy, they were able to go right back to God and begin to pray. They told the Lord what happened, but they thanked God that they were counted worthy to suffer for His name. Amen. They didn't cry, "Woe is me," and "Look what that person is doing," and da 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 da. But they committed their lives totally to God, and God was able to come right back, amen, refill them, recharge them, amen, rejuvenate them, refresh them, if you will, praise God, so that they could continue, amen, the work that they, amen, were called to do. And God does the same for us in situations that we go through. Amen. He'll recharge us. He'll refresh us, if you will. Amen. He will reconcile. Amen. He will heal. He'll do everything that He needs to do in us as we submit to Him so we can continue to walk forward in God. And then He gives us soundness. Amen. You can have soundness of mind and stability through the worst of trial, through the worst of tests, praise God, through the worst of even darts being thrown by the enemy. Amen, praise God. You can still have soundness of mind and be able to hear God with clarity. Praise God. All this deals with integrity, praise God. And then simplicity. Amen. Our walk should be simple. Amen. God isn't really complex. Amen. The Word is not complex. The Bible says that the entrance of the Word gives light and is simple to understand. It's easy to understand. Amen. So God will bring things around so simple. Amen. And open things up to us. Amen. That we can easily receive it. Praise God. And then innocence. When we stay free and stay clear, praise God, of things, of conversation, of situations that we should not be a part in, praise God, we remain innocent, praise God. So then again, when things come up, praise God, we can open up to God. Amen. Open up freely. We don't have to be ashamed. Now, if we know we've been doing things wrong, we have to get that right. We have to get those areas right so we stay straight with God. So number one, open up to God. Praise God. Then he said, I've trusted. That means I have attached myself to you, Lord, to trust you, to confide in you, to feel safe and be confident and secure. That's what it means to trust. And we know David trusted God. Praise God. He trusted God with everything that he had, with his very life. Amen. And then Psalms 26 and 2 says, examine me, O Lord. Prove me. Try my reins and my heart. Number two, we have to ask God to search us. Amen. In other words, Lord, you know all about me. Praise God. Search me. Whatever is not like you, Lord, take it out. Praise God. Whatever you want to show me, amen. Lord, help me to be sensitive to hear your voice. And we must be sensitive to God every day of the world. Praise God. We must stay sensitive to him, to hear his voice and heed his voice. Because God is refining our walks in this hour. He's refining the body. Amen. To refine means to, it's a part of purification. Praise God. To shave off that that doesn't need to be there so that gold can shine. Praise God. Gold shines. Gold is a pure, it's pure. Pure gold, amen, will stand the test of fire. Amen. Anything that's not gold, when you put it in the fire, amen, it'll come up to the top and that has to leave. And that's what God does in our lives. Praise God. Now, the word examine simply means to try again. It means to prove or to test. It's like taking an examination. Amen. When you come to the end of a course, you've got to do that final. Amen. You've got to, they got to know, the instructor has to know that you know this material, that you know how to apply it. You know what it means, praise God. And you must pass the test before you can go to the next level or the next course or the next dimension, if you will, praise God. So we're constantly being tried, amen, praise God, amen. Now, number three from Psalms 26, 3 through 5, it says, for thy loving kindness is before mine eyes, and I've walked in thy truth. I have not sat with vain persons, neither will I go in with dissimulars. I have hated the congregation of evildoers, and will not sit with the wicked. So number three, we must remember God's love toward us. We're talking about how to do right when you've been done wrong. Number one, we open up to God. Number two, we ask God to search us, to try us. Number three, we remember God's love toward us. In other words, amen, when we know that we walked upright before God, amen, then we can remind God of his word by putting him in remembrance of it. Amen. Because God tells us that. Now just remind me of my word. Amen. God's word is life and it's light. Amen. It's health to our very bones. Glory to God. It'll go down in there and it will do the work that it is sent forth to do. So remind God of his love. Praise God toward you. Amen. And then quickly, Psalms 26, verses 6 through 7. It says, I will wash mine hands in innocency. So will I compass thine altar, O Lord, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving, amen, and tell of all thy wondrous works. So number four, simply, we should cleanse our life. Cleanse your life. Place your life on the altar. Praise God. We are to be living sacrifices, holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. So we should stay on the altar. Keep clear of offense. Don't get offended. Praise God. Don't walk in offense. Be very, very cautious, beloved, how you walk. Amen. What you take in. We have to even be careful, amen, of our conversation. Amen. And our conversation with others on a natural level, but also our manner of life. Amen. All of that takes into account. So we cleanse our life. We place our lives on the altar. And in doing this, we will be able to keep praise on our lips and thanksgiving in our heart. Praise the Lord. Because really, we're servants of God. Amen. And when God presents things to us, Amen. We have to be where we can hear God and then know how to proceed. So that really means that we must live a consecrated life, a separated life unto God. Amen. So when things come, when we apply these steps to our life, we apply this word to our life, we will stay free. Amen. We'll stay clear and we'll stay open. We'll stay where we're pliable, amen, in God's hands, and he can use us any kind of way. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And then number 5, taken from Psalms 26, verses 8 through 12. It says, Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house and the place where thine honor dwelleth. Gather not my soul with sinners, nor my life with bloody men, in whose hands is mischief, and their right hand is full of bribes. But as for me, I will walk in mine integrity. Redeem me, and be merciful unto me. My foot standeth in an even place. In the congregations will I bless the Lord. And I really love this scripture. So what we must do is we must recommit or rededicate our lives to continue to walk with the Lord. Number 5, recommit or rededicate your life to continue to walk with the Lord. And I'm reminded in the book of Acts when the disciples went through persecution. They were beaten, amen, just because they preached Jesus and they, they preached the Lord and they did what the Lord told them to do. They suffered persecution for it. Amen. But they recommitted their life to do what God wanted them to do. And the word says that the Lord came in and refilled them again. He refreshed them, you know, again. He rebaptized them again. He gave them what they needed to continue on. It's not easy to suffer persecution and harshness and hardness and all these things, amen, that will come our way as a result of being Christians and walking with God. But we can do it. Amen, as we recommit. Amen, make that commitment. Amen, you've made that commitment to preach the gospel. You've made that commitment to, amen, pastor, or amen, to evangelize, or whatever God has told you to do. Praise God. And just because things happen and, amen, things come your way, don't back up. Amen, stand. Amen, and go forward. Amen, don't let the enemy push you back. Amen, don't get on the defensive. You stay on the offensive. Keep him on the run. Amen, praise the Lord. Now, what we must do is we must be careful, amen, that we not hang out with those that cause hurt and harm to others, whether it be with their lips or other means. We must watch the conversations that we keep, and we must be careful to keep a guard on our mouths, because words hurt. Amen. Words are powerful, and when they're spoken, they will go out and they will do, amen, what's set forth to do. So we must be very careful, because the Bible says that life and death is in the power of the tongue. We have the power, the authority, to speak life or death, blessing or cursing. So we must be very careful, amen, what we say and how we react to things. We must be very, very careful. Praise God. We must choose life, and in this we will live. Praise God. And finally, one scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, it says this, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, beloved. He's a faithful God. Amen. Who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. There's nothing that will ever come our way that God is not able to walk us through. Don't care how hard it is, how difficult, how tragic, glory to God, amen, or what it may do to us in the process and what we may have to walk through to, amen, to be able to get up and out, if you will. Amen. It's not too hard for God if he allows it to come, as he did with Job. Praise God. He allowed Job to be tested. He allowed his family to, amen, be taken. He allowed his material things to be taken. Amen. He didn't do it, but he allowed it to be done. But he knew what was in Job. He knew the refining that Job needed to go through. He knew the process that Job needed to go through to get to the other side, to get all the way through. Praise God. And so many times we want God to lift us out of a situation, but God wants to take us through it. Because when we go through, glory be to God, then we're made into the image of God. If you're pulled out, the thing that you need is in the fire, glory to God, and you can't get it when you're out of it. Praise God, you must go through it. Praise God, some things are necessary, praise the Lord, in order for us to get what we need, praise God, in order for us to have the tools that we need and be able to handle those tools properly, we must go through. Amen. Sometimes we need to be broken in areas. Praise God. Sometimes we got pride. It's just plain old pride that needs to be knocked out. Praise God. Because when we're haughty, when we're lifted up, amen, we're headed for a fall. Praise God. But if you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, God says he will exalt you. Praise God. So we must keep ourselves. Praise the Lord. We must remember, praise God, when we've been done wrong, amen, we do right. We open up ourselves to God. Amen. We ask God to try us, search us. Father God, whatever's in me not right, you take it out. Father, if that anger is there, amen, you take it out. And you know when you get angry. I know when I've gotten angry. Amen. I've gone through some things that brought anger up and all these things, attitude, all this stuff I begin to see that I did not like. Amen. But I had to get to a point where I saw it for what it was. I said, Father, now I can't go like that. You've got to do something for me. You've got to take this out of me. Amen. And God will do just that. Then number three, we remember God's love toward us. He's a loving God. He's a kind God. Amen. He loves us so that when he has to correct us, amen, because we're his children, he doesn't. He chastens us because he loves us. Amen. He gives us instruction. Sometimes he'll rebuke us. Come on now, we don't like that, but sometimes we need that. Amen. It'll cause us to repent. It'll cause us to turn to God. It'll cause us to recognize that we need God. Amen. Then, amen, we ask God to cleanse our life, and we place our life on the altar. We stay on that altar. Stay before God. Amen. And then finally, again, we recommit or rededicate our lives to continue to walk with the Lord. Beloved, God did not promise that hard times or testing would not come our way, but he did promise to make a way again of escape. So what we must do, we must make up in our minds, praise God, and our hearts, that when trouble comes our way, we will turn to God with our whole heart. Amen. Give him everything. Praise the Lord. Our mind and our soul. We must trust God to walk us through. Because God is faithful to his word, and he will bring us out victorious every time. He's a God that's more than enough. He did it for David over and over again. Many times he had to run from his enemies, and amen, when he was running from Saul, and amen, he had to leave his home, he had to leave, amen, his post, if you will. And it was only because of the anointing on his life and where God really, amen, was taking him. Praise God. And some of you right now listening to me, God has great destiny for you, but you're in a time of trial. You're in a time of severe testing and proving and pruning, praise God. And you it's so uncomfortable, and you don't like the way you feel. You don't like what you're going through. But, beloved, I want to encourage you to stay right where you are with the Lord. Let God have his perfect, complete work in your life. Do not abort what God is doing. Don't abort it. Praise God, because if you do, you'll abort the vision. Do not abort it. Amen. Allow the Lord to take you through this time. Amen. The Bible says weeping may endure for a night. Glory to God, but joy comes. Hallelujah, in the morning. Hallelujah. There is a horizon coming. There is a dawning of a new day. Praise God. And just before the breaking of day is the darkest of night. And some of you are right in that impasse where it's so dark. Glory to God. You can't see your way, but God is with you. Hallelujah. He will walk you through. Some of you are going through physically in your body. Praise God. And God's going to bring deliverance. He's going to bring healing. Hallelujah. To your body, to your soul, to your spirit, to your mind. Some of you are going through emotional issues right now, emotional things right now, mental things right now, but God is going to bring you through. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He's going to bring deliverance in these areas that you need deliverance in. Trust God. Do not doubt him. Don't doubt his word. Take God at his word. Remind God of his word. Remind him of the promises. Remind him of the things that he's promised. Some right now listening, praise God, you have things that you've written down that you've yet to see God bring out. Remind God. Go back and read those words. Let the Lord minister to you. Let him go down in your heart, in your soul, glory be to God, and apply the healing balm of Gilead to your life, glory to God, that he can bring forth those things, amen, that he's wanting to do. This is an hour where God is fulfilling his word. Praise the Lord. Amen. God's word is being fulfilled every day. We can look in the what's going on in the news, what's going on in the church world. Amen. What's going on in the atmosphere? Praise God. And we know that the word of God is being fulfilled. So, beloved, this is a time now that we must persevere. We must push forward. Praise God. In order to bring forth, you've got to push. My God, you've got to push. Praise the Lord. You must press. Amen. You must be like Paul. Praise God. When he said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God. There is a higher calling. There is a prize. Amen. That each of us will receive, but we must press toward it. We must endure, because only those that endure the race will get the prize. You will not win if you quit. Amen. You must continue on now. Don't give up. Praise God. Don't give up now. Continue on. You've come too far. Amen. To turn around. Don't even look back. Don't be like Lot's wife. Praise God. When God made a way for them to escape and he gave them instruction, don't look at the judgment. Praise God. Don't look at it. Praise the Lord. But her heart remained there. Amen. And as she turned, she became a pillar of salt. Praise God. Judgment hit her right then. Amen. We don't want to be caught in the judgment of God, beloved. Amen. But we want the blessing of the Lord to overtake us. Amen. Praise God. We want healing to overtake us. We want prosperity in the word to overtake us, and even in the natural. Amen. And let me say this, amen, in closing, amen, God will give you everything that you need to do the things that you need to do. He will provide, amen, because he promised in his word that he will supply all of your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. How to do right when you've been done wrong. Father, we thank you for your word today. And Father, I want you to minister now. Father God, you see that one that's hurting, that's confused, that's in turmoil, that's in trouble, that just don't know what to do. And I'm asking you, dear Lord, now to minister. Father God, we set your word forth. We thank you for your word. We thank you, God, that as we open up to you and we ask you to try us, oh God, and we remember your love, oh God, and we place ourselves on the altar, God, and then we rededicate and we recommit our lives to you. As we do all of these things, you're able to come in and do the work that only you can do. Father, bless now. Minister life, minister health, minister strength, and we thank you for it now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, you have been listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Women of Power Ministries, and we pray that this word has been a blessing to your heart, an uplift, and an encouragement. Amen. And we do thank the Lord, amen, for Prophetess Perry being on the line with us today. Woman of God, we love you. We appreciate you so for just encouraging and just being there listening. Do you have anything that you'd like to share?
Amen. I've been blessed by the broadcast today.
Amen. God bless you. We appreciate you so. Praise the Lord. Now, we will be back again tonight, amen, at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Praise God. That would be 8 p.m. East Coast, and Mountain Time would be 6 and 5 o'clock on the Pacific. We believe, God, that you'll join us again on the broadcast. Amen. Amen. And pray for us. Pray that God will continue the work that he has begun. Amen. We appreciate the Lord. We want you to stay encouraged. Amen. Stay uplifted. Amen. Continue to walk in the Spirit. You won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen. Allow the Holy Ghost to do in you what only he can do. I love you, beloved. I'm praying for you. May God bless you and keep you, oh my God, in the palm of his hand till we meet again. God bless.
God bless.